Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott. And this podcast is brought to you by
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. Make sure to tune in on September 11th.
We are talking about the episode Radio Bart with a special guest you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright.
And actually, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
We're so excited.
Oh, this is so good.
This was one of our favorite episodes we've ever done.
Mark your calendars. I don't know. You're probably already downloading it. What is this life?
September 11th, we are joined by, you already heard her, Nancy Cartwright. We're so excited. Please tune in.
All right. Bye. Feral Audio.
You want to start?
Let's start.
Okay, let's start.
Perk up! You perk up!
Perk the fuck up!
Listen, I'm just kicking it. I'm going to relax on your couch. Where are we, Georgia?
We're in my apartment.
Why are we in your apartment today?
Because you don't want to do your laundry.
That's correct.
I feel like it's so funny that you think that Dustin and I would give a shit if, well, walking into the bathroom, we saw a pile of laundry and we would somehow judge you.
This is the problem with an open concept living space, is you have nowhere to hide your laundry. I have an open walk-in closet and I have a laundry tumor and it's metastasized.
Everyone on, every annoying couple on HGTV needs to fucking think about that when they say,
I know.
I'm in an open concept kitchen space.
I just want to say, do we have a sock chamber to put all of my dirty socks in?
Yeah.
Away from guests' prying eyes.
I want a closed concept. I want every room to be a panic room. That you have to like have multiple keys, like people turn
codes.
Keys at the same time.
Let's head to the sunroom. Just fuck. Fuck.
Oh. Put your fingerprints on the...
I was just going to apologize for this. The words we use that start with F.
Someone's mom was listening to Slumber Party with them. Mm-hmm. And she said, say it in a mom voice, Allie.
Oh, these girls sure like the F word a lot. We're sorry, your mom. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
We just are passionate ladies. And we're passionate about a lot of things, like what we learned this week. Georgia.
Sometimes it's hard to get across what you mean without using a fucking swear word.
Oh, okay. I'll start with something I learned that relates to that. Okay?
Okay.
So, Zach Young, our co-contributor, Unique Sweets, posted something on my Facebook wall, and it was a video of outtakes of people flubbing their lines from, like, the old movie days eras. And the things they would say would be, son of a bitch. So they'd say, well, frankly, son of a bitch.
I need to see that.
Or they'd say, oh, nuts. So they'd... It's amazing. If you go to my Facebook page, it's on there, but it's like a whole blooper reel of old timey, beautiful lighting. Oh, nuts.
I want to see this.
It's so great. I didn't watch the whole thing because it's 10 minutes long, but they must start saying the F word around there somewhere.
Sure.
Or they must. Maybe they just go, oh, Nazis or something weird.
Liberty gibbet.
Oh, tuberculosis. I did it again. Anywho, so what did you learn?
Okay. I learned that. Well, so Eazy-E, we all know and love him from, Straight Outta Compton.
Right. That's also my nickname for your cat.
It's true. Yes. And I was going to tell you this when you asked me how Eazy-E was.
Right.
The other day you were asking how my cat was by saying, how's Eazy-E? And I was going to respond, well, actually, Suge Knight may have injected him with the AIDS that killed him.
No.
And poisoned him and killed him. There
Did he inject it through a body part?
There is a rumor going around, partly because Suge Knight on Jimmy Kimmel admitted to having killed someone by injecting them with the AIDS. Like, that's a thing he does.
That's so much worse than the Jinx. That's like straight up, just straight confession into a hot mic.
I'm so scared of Suge Knight. Please, I hope they don't listen to podcasts.
Wait, is Suge Knight alive?
Yeah, he's in prison.
Okay, who's
running a guy over with his, like, this guy is
he ran someone over with a car in recently.
Yes,
he backed over someone with his pickup truck.
Yeah.
Okay,
something like that.
Right. You know who keeps me posted on this usually?
Who?
My dad.
What?
My dad sends me emails with all of this information.
That's
I'm
really
sorry.
Cool.
I've interrupted.
So they're saying that like everyone who was in Bone Thugs and Harmony with him are saying, yeah, he had a visit to Suge Knight at the studio, and then within days he was like terminally ill.
What?
And I always did think it was really weird that he got full-blown AIDS and no one else that he was friends with, or, you know, because I'm sure they slept with the same, you know, women sometimes.
Well, was he supposed to, did he supposedly get it from needle use?
No, from or, like, tattoo sex. Use?
Okay, so, but he went straight full blownsies?
Full blownsie. He died of pneumonia. I mean, and that, you know, I know it was the 80s, so it's different, but that takes some time.
Where did you learn this information? In Straight Outta Compton?
No, I read it.
Did my dad email you?
No, Eazy-E's son is wrote a thing about that he thinks that Suge Knight killed his dad. Oh. There was an interview with Bone Thugs and Harmony, and they were like, yeah, we think that Suge Knight somehow, who knows what.
What kind of beef do they have between them?
I don't know. Maybe Suge Knight was pissed off that he was, like, making money somewhere else, or, like, I don't think Suge Knight needs a big reason to kill someone. That is a scary man.
Quick question. Did Eazy-E ever say, like, I was at the studio and Suge Knight stabbed me with a syringe full of AIDS?
I don't know.
Because if you ever were to accidentally trip and plunge a syringe into my back, well, I would be like, oh, remember that time a couple weeks ago?
Do you? Because I did it and you've never mentioned it.
I've been feeling so tired.
Well, maybe they actually, you know, maybe he did do heroin and he's like, yeah, here's some great heroin. And like he gave him a dirty needle or something on purpose or something like that.
Where do you even get an AIDS needle? There wasn't Craigslist back then.
I bet you could get an AIDS needle. Like if you're Suge Knight, you can get an AIDS anything. You can
know
get
what?
Lollipop. What,
apparently, there? Suge Knight would just go on Kimmel and be like, yo, tweet at me if anyone's got an AIDS needle.
Oh, he doesn't care.
Okay, well, you know, he's already in prison.
I know. What else did you learn?
I honestly couldn't remember if Suge Knight was dead or not. But my dad does. My dad loves to send us, like, what's happening in pop culture, especially music feuds.
Interesting.
And he'll always tell us who got arrested, crazy weird arrest. He sent me an email this week letting me and my sisters know that Axl Rose and Slash have reunited after a really long tiff.
Your dad wanted to be a music journalist.
Maybe. He does a fantastic job. And the puns that happen in these emails.
Oh my God, no.
They're fantastic.
I love Larry Ward.
Larry Ward.
Larry Ward needs to start a blog.
He does.
Of music.
He was a reporter.
I know.
I think he, he would sometimes at the dinner table in high school just come out with a, I'm surprised he did. I should ask him what he knows about Suge Knight. He'd be like, oh, that needle had blownsies.
He and I are going to have a long convo about this.
What else did you learn?
I learned that I went to a doctor and I was like, hey, bro, I'm like doing all this shit to not be depressed and all this stuff and it's not working. And he's supposed to be a really good doctor. You suggested him to me.
Right.
He told me, and I've been on Wellbutrin for fucking years, right? And it mm-hmm. helps, but it's like, it makes me like a normal person's depressed instead of like,
okay,
which is great. But he said that, and I read this whole article about it. Fuck, I need to find out who wrote it. That Wellbutrin and generic Wellbutrin are not the same thing. And the FDA has been like, no, it's totally the same thing. And it's not. And so people who start taking generic are like, oh, yeah, I was suddenly suicidal.
What?
After I was on non-generic this whole time, moved to generic, now I'm suicidal. Something's going on. And
no
so
way.
They looked into it.
What's
like,
in there? Just pixie sticks?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yes.
So that's
literally crazy. Like mentally crazy.
So I went to this doctor gave me a prescription for non-generic. I have insurance. I pay fucking almost $300 a month for it.
Right.
For the
insurance you pay.
For the insurance.
Okay.
Went to write it and they were like, oh yeah, if you want non-generic, it's going to be $1,400.
A month?
A month.
$1,400 a month for non-generic Wellbutrin. So your choices are poor or suicidal.
Right. Which is like,
what?
Yeah.
Were you able to finagle like, okay, what if you give me 5 days at a time? Then is it under a different kind of exemption?
No, I didn't ask. Is that a thing?
No, I'm making that up. Oh. But, you know, sometimes if you get 90 days at a time, they'll charge you.
Maybe I should. Maybe I should go to Mexico and get it. Okay. This article was written by Joe Graydon, Graedon.
He's the publication?
The co-founder of consumer advocacy group, The People's Pharmacy.
Okay.
So go read that.
Wait, what was the publication though? Was it on like healthandwellness.org?
No, it's on like Consumer Reports.
Okay.
And the FDA are like, yeah, we told the generic people to do studies and then just let them do it. And then the generic people were like, oh, we couldn't find enough people to do studies. So we just didn't do it.
Oh,
and the FDA
dear.
Is like, sorry about that. Maybe we should, like, everyone's like scrambling.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
We should have a game show. Pitch a game show. Poor or suicidal? spin the wheel.
I'm not suicidal, but...
No, I know.
You know, I'm going to continue to live my life.
Are you going to take the generic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Fudge.
What'd you learn?
That sucks.
I know.
What do you like?
What's your... Hey, oh, in case you haven't figured this out yet...
Yeah.
This is a solo episode. I was thinking that maybe we should start doing every other episode solo.
You think so?
Because here's...
Let's get some feedback from the listeners.
Here's the truth. I was like, I don't usually listen to our episodes after because I just don't want to hear myself speak.
And who wants to do that?
What?
Who wants to do that?
I mean, listen to me speak?
No, listen to your side.
So I was like, someone had written a comment about it and I'm like, I don't remember saying that. So I listened to our last solo episode and I was like, oh shit. I was driving laughing out loud in my car.
I don't know if it's legal to talk about your own podcast when you podcast.
I know.
I don't know if that's... I don't know if that breaks the fourth wall.
So maybe we'll just have guests when it's someone we were like, this guest is awesome.
Let's test it out.
Okay.
Let's get some feedback from the listeners.
Okay. But I feel like the only people who comment are people who like the solo episodes. But maybe only people like the solo
tell
episodes.
Us if you hate the solo episodes.
Please tell us. We won't be offended.
Leave us a Yelp review, JK. You can't do that. you know what's fun to do?
Hmm.
Is to look up Yelp reviews for Motel 6s. Because they will show like stained bed sheets
oh,
and like
no.
This pillow had recently caught on fire and you just looks like you just put it back on the like there will be like there's like a blood stain in the shape of a child on the floor like there was like one that was like there is someone's etched the Nazi swastika symbol in like on a table and you didn't even fix it.
Oh my god!
It's the worst.
That's incredible.
That was my Motel's birthday.
What other ones could be good? I bet Waffle House Yelp reviews are great.
Well, where's the shittiest place to be?
Waffle House at midnight.
You think so?
Yeah. Or like, what about like really shitty Hollywood like clubs that are just like
oh
disgusting,
God.
Like date rape pill places.
Right. Yeah. Like the places are just so sticky.
Sticky
with desperation.
Ugh. And the floors are sticky.
So much stickiness. You want to hear something else I learned?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do a throwback, a good old bug fact.
Please do.
Someone, again with the Facebook, someone posted a video on my wall on Facebook, and I was really embarrassed because I was like, this is a trick. Like, someone posted this bug that doesn't exist, and they're doing, and if I'm just like cruising through an airport, glancing down, I'm like, oh, cool, like... And then I find out that it's CGI. I'm going to be mortified that I thought that was a real bug.
Is that a thing that happens, or are you just scared of that?
No, what it turned out to be was a real bug I didn't know about. And it was an actual video of a real bug that was so insane, I thought for sure this is a some sort of evil trick.
What was the bug?
It's a mantid fly.
Oh, it's a mantis wasp.
It's yes, but that's not a... Did you see that video, too?
Yeah.
So it looks like a praying mantis.
Yeah.
It's got crazy arms like a praying mantis, but its body looks dead ringer for a wasp.
Yeah.
And you're like, someone CGI'd this or it's a puppet or some shit.
Yeah.
And it turns out they're completely harmless and they just mimic wasps to look scary as hell.
But they're actually praying mantises.
No, they're neither a wasp nor a praying
what
mantis.
What are they?
They're a mantid fly.
Why?
Because they can catch... flies with these crazy mantis arms and then they fly around like a maniac and then no one will fuck with them because they look like a wasp.
Go get one.
It's like if you were just like a normal harmless normal person but you just went around dressed as a serial killer and like no one fucked with you.
But you weren't a serial killer and you weren't a normal person.
Nope.
You were something else.
You're just like a normal dude, although they are parasites and they will go into spider eggs, lay their own babies, and then the babies will eat the spider eggs. So
man,
they're kind of
dicks.
They're kind of like kidnappy baby murderers, but they look very cool.
That reminds me of a movie I really want to see. That's coming out, I think, soon. The Final Girls. Is
what
that
is
it?
That?
Or it's
I was going to say, Magic Mike XXL is already in theaters.
No, maybe this isn't it. Oh, yeah. Okay. The Final Girl. It looks like... No, this isn't it. Fucking great. Keep talking.
What movie is
it's
this,
it's the movie
though?
That has Angela Trimber in it.
Oh.
Did you see this?
She is an LA-based comedian.
She is like...
How much do you love saying the word comedian?
Comedian.
When you hear the word comedian, who do you think of?
Janine Garofalo.
I think of Rosie O'Donnell or Paula Poundstone.
Oh, I was going to say Paula Poundstone, too.
Comedian. It's always like someone in a suit from the 80s. I don't think they use... I think comedian is, like, phased out.
Comedian,
I think it's a slur.
It's like... Yeah.
If someone... Comedian is like an architectress. Like, you don't need that.
Okay, let me read this
like
to you.
A doctress. I'm not a doctor, but I am a doctress.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's amazing. Okay, so this movie, The Final Girls, I really fucking want to see this. Okay, can I read you this? It's a horror movie.
Okay.
But there's a twist, like the movie... Okay, it says Max, recently orphaned, goes to see a screening of a B-horror movie her mother made 20 years ago. When Max and her friends find themselves in the world of the film itself, they must apply their knowledge of horror movies to survive. So it's like this group of like current teenagers go back into this horror movie and watch it.
So it's kind of, they get sucked into the world like through a dimensional portal or something?
Yeah, and Malin Ackerman is in it, and Aaliyah Shawcott is in it. And
is she maybe in Arrested Development?
Yes.
I love her.
Thomas Middleditch, she's so funny. And Silicon Valley.
Yep.
Silicon Valley?
Silicon is fine. Silicon Valley is... The fact that they don't have a reality show called Silicon Valley is like, pisses me off so hard. Why don't they do that here?
It's just cleavage, right?
No, it's just...
Silicon Valley is
maybe cleavage. It's doctors. Maybe it's creepy, awful, terrible housewife ladies.
Yeah.
Do the housewives on those housewife shows, do they really just have jobs and housewife is just a total misnomer? Or are their jobs being on television? Because if they get paid to be on television, are they housewives?
Yeah. I think housewives is a loose term.
Or is that another... Is that like comedian?
Yeah.
Is that another thing that will be like, really, you guys?
That's not a thing.
Right.
I think the word housewife at this point in our... lives mean something different than
what
it
do you think
before.
It means
it means like you don't have a fucking 9 to 5, but you're working it, you know, like with charities and like you raise your children and you
I think
take...
people say homemaker, don't they? No, they say stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, but I think if you are quote unquote a housewife, that still means so many things.
Oh sure, when you tell me housewife, I think of you scrubbing the toilet.
Yeah, no. I think
with
it's
a baby
like,
who's like, where's the nipple?
You have a fucking, you have a staff of people to do shit for you.
Oh.
So you can use your time.
I don't know. Let us know, you guys. If you are home with a baby listening to us say the F word.
I think if you identify as yourself
know.
As a housewife.
I have no idea.
Here's something I love.
Yes. We're on to loves? Let's do a love.
Okay.
Let's give it a love.
I love.
I'm trying to be peppy. How am I doing?
Oh, you're doing great.
Thank you.
What's wrong with you lately?
I'm really tired.
All the time?
No, ever since I got bronchitis, especially. I've just been like, I've just, you know when you see like a bird who like kind of fucks up midair and then they wobble for a while? I'm like still wobbling.
Well, you're recovering.
That was some hardcore bronchitis.
Was it?
I don't know. Yeah, it was pretty hardcore, man. I'm pretty sick.
Sorry.
No, I'm fine.
Are you over it?
No.
I'll be
better, but then I'm also getting an exciting ultrasound this afternoon.
Allie might have thyroid issues.
I might have an autoimmune disease.
Which makes so much sense. All the issues that we've been like, what is wrong with you? For the past like 10 years.
I know.
They're like, oh, here are the symptoms of a fucking thyroid.
I know.
Like, remember when you turned yellow or orange?
Yeah.
Allie turned orange.
Right.
And we were like, oh, you must be eating too much fucking spinach.
Right. Yeah.
It turns out
that it's called... hyperkeratinemia, and it's when your body can't clear vitamin A out of your blood because your thyroid's broken.
That's crazy.
Do you know how many times in the shower I've picked up my feet to wash my feet and been like, so crazy that my feet are yellow.
Really?
And then just kept going.
Are my feet yellow?
No. I don't know. So anyway, so I'm going in to get an ultrasound at Cedars today, but I've just been really wiped out because we've been traveling so much.
I know.
And I haven't been sleeping. I fell asleep. I just went home last night, fell asleep on the couch.
Can I tell you something that happened that I love?
Yes.
About sleeping. Oh my God. I love Vince. He's wonderful. He's been gone for 2 days and I've had a king size bed to myself.
There's a big butt coming up. Vince is gone and you love him so much. Your fiance, however,
sleeping in a king size bed and also not, and knowing no one's going to come home that night and catch you and like be like, catch you being a fucking useless person.
But you're allowed to just kick it.
I know, but there's like a level of not grossness I want him to see me at, you know?
You mean if he comes home at 5:30 in the evening from his job and you're like, what's up? I'm kicking it.
You haven't showered or I haven't brushed my teeth. It's kind of nice.
Do you have a do-rag and you're scrubbing the toilet? Here's how I feel. When you travel for work, you're gone 3 days. You are on the clock 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
because you there is never a time where you can just you're not home. You're eating string cheese from a gas station. You are figuring out how to jack the Keurig maker in your hotel room just to make tea water so you can make something herbal.
You're never home. I ate a tub of cottage cheese using my utensil was two shitty wooden coffee mixers because there was no utensils.
Coffee stirrers. So I feel like when you are working, if you're like, how many hours a week did you work? Take the number of days you were on the road and times that by 24, and that's how many hours a week you work.
Okay.
It all kind of balances out.
It's fair.
But yeah, so we've been on a little bit of a travel bender for work. I've been shooting the science show. We've been balls deep in Unique Suites shooting. We're just a little tired. I found out that every time you take a cross-country flight, it's about the same amount of radiation as a chest x-ray.
No.
Yep.
Fuck.
No.
Are we going to die?
Here's something very interesting I learned. You can go to a website.
I don't want to.
And it is the FAA's website.
No.
And it is the Federal Aviation Administration's Office of Aerospace Medicine, Civil Aerospace Medical Institute's Galactic Radiation Received in Flight Calculator.
That sounds like something from a Douglas Adams book.
I know. The website is bare bones. It's,
oh, God.
If you can remember all of that and Google it, but you can put in the date of the flight, the airport code of origin, the destination, you have to put in the altitudes, flight times, and time spent in final descent, and it'll tell you how much radiation
you were exposed to.
It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. What's something else that you love?
I love the TV show, and I told you to watch it. I bet you haven't had time.
No.
Documentary Now.
No.
It's on IFC. Everyone fucking get hip to this. IFC, Fred Armisen, and what's his name that I love?
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader. This first one was episodes are spoofs on documentaries.
So I already love it.
First one was a spoof on Grey Gardens. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't seen Grey Gardens, go watch it first. If you have and you love it, you need and then go watch this first episode of Documentary Now. It was one of the best fucking pieces of television show I've ever seen.
So you got a pregame with a little Gigi.
If you don't know Grey Gardens, it's still going to be funny, but it's not like.
It's not going to be belly laughs funny.
Yeah. And at first I was like, this is dumb. They're just doing it word for word. And then it just went into this direction that I just was not expecting.
Okay.
And it was, Bill Hader is a fucking gem and a national treasure.
I love him so much more since seeing Trainwreck.
I haven't seen that.
Oh God, Trainwreck was so good.
The other show I love on a totally different note is called Escaping Polygamy.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I love about the show already is it's just like, what should we call it? And it's just like, let's put it what it is.
Well, it's so great because there's so many of these, all these polygamy shows are like, let's show what their lives are like. Like, there's some drama and it's hard, but we, at the end of the day, we're sister wives.
Barf.
This is like these like 19, 20 year old girls who are like all sisters from the same dad, but not, and this like crazy clan of polygamists. And these three girls are like, fuck this shit. Let's just spend our lives trying to get everyone out of this.
God, that seems like a big job.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, when I was 14, I started being groomed to be my uncle's wife. And she's like, so I got the fuck out of there.
And I'm sorry, what country is this?
Yeah, Utah.
This is in the United Republic of Utah.
So it's like, it's really,
there's a garbage truck outside. Isn't it crazy that in Utah you can't buy Chablis like past 7 p.m., but you absolutely can marry your uncle? Like, you can't buy Pepsi in most stores because they're like, that shit's the devil. However, your uncle's dick is A-okay by us.
Oh, God.
Utah, please don't not let me drive through you on the way to better places.
Utah and Suge Knight, please don't come after us.
That'd be awesome if Utah just like, has some grand estate in Utah.
Put Suge Knight up there and he has all his wives.
What if Suge Knight he ends up with diabetes and he turns into Suge Free Knight and he's just like a spokesperson for like Diet Mountain Dew. What if he turns his life around?
What if?
Maybe that syringe was insulin. Suge Knight. Ever think about that?
Yeah, it could have been. Maybe Easy had diabetes.
AIDS-cylin. Sorry we talked about bioweaponry so much. Just DIY bioweaponry. You think there's a Pinterest page for that? You've got paper towels and Hep C. You've got a plan to get your neighbor to shut up.
Grab a mason jar. Get some cute twine to put around it and some doilies and murder your neighbor's dog that won't stop barking.
Isn't it weird that there's somewhere out there, maybe one of our listeners, maybe we have deep, deep in the recesses, somewhere in a basement, we have a listener who's killed a neighbor's animal. Do you think so?
Did you do that? We're talking to you.
Did you do that?
Oh my God, he's going to
You know you
us.
Kind of did that. I mean, not on accident. Not like I did. This is before dashboard cams and I accidentally went backwards. Let me tell you something I love because we're getting into a pretty dark, dark, dark realm.
We really are.
One thing I love is pretty simple. I love when you walk by a rosemary bush and there's hella bees on it.
Oh, bees are cute.
Have you ever walked by a rosemary bush and you're like, number one, rosemary bush, you have an aromatic evergreen herb I can use for savory dishes and cocktails.
And sweet dishes.
And sweet dishes. I can just roll up on rosemary, do some clip-clip, and it doesn't care.
Turn your head to the left and you'll see the rosemary bush. I murdered.
You do have a dead rosemary bush out there.
Keep
on your patio.
Alive. I know.
That rosemary bush had better places to be in the afterlife.
You know what? It's just dried rosemary now.
You just are drying herbs. Accidentally drying herbs.
I love it. Bees are adorable.
And then rosemary bushes have these cute little purple flowers, and the bees go crazy for them. It's like a music festival, and the bees are 18-year-olds. It's bananas. And you just walk by, and you go, Rosemary, you're just a fucking party. Yeah. So I like that.
Okay.
And the other thing is really, really random, and you're not going to ever get to enjoy this. Most 99% of our listeners will never enjoy this.
Oh, my God.
But I'm going to tell you what it is. It's this place called Green Tea Roasters in Maine.
Oh.
It's a coffee shop in the middle of Maine in a town called Lincolnville.
Someone is freaking out right now because they're like, that's my favorite place. They're like, they live there.
When I went there, I told them it was so cute in there. It was upsetting, but they like weren't okay. They were like, I hope you have a good trip. Like they didn't get that was a high compliment. I think they were like, you're a bitch.
Yeah, they're also like, this is just how shit is in Maine. Where the fuck are you from?
Seriously. It's like I just got out of a concrete prison and I just underwent so much radiation to get to this coffee roaster. Anyway, it's on this little road in between Camden and some other fucking seaport town. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I guess I'll get some coffee in here. And you walk in and it's just like this wonderland of devices you can use to make coffees and teas and mugs that someone who lives somewhere cute threw by hand, like ghost style.
Would you ever open a cafe if you could? You don't want to own a business.
I don't want to own an eating establishment. I would own a hotel before I'd own a restaurant. Because
I don't
get
a hotel.
Yeah.
And I'll take care of the little cafe downstairs.
Okay.
And you can run the hotel.
Right. I'll check for bed bugs.
And it'll be like a fucking BBC show.
Sure. If someone gives us a Yelp review because they're pissed about the swastikas, I'm going to be like, listen, we are doing our best.
Listen, they're the Indian swastikas. It's not the same thing. Like they were.
It's actually a symbol of peace and prosperity in certain countries. I think that the thing about owning a restaurant that freaks me out is I don't want to have merchandise that rots.
Oh.
Like if you have a pottery business or you carve whistles,
yeah.
If you just turned around and after one day all of your whistles were rotted, you'd be like, bummer, dude.
It's a weird thing.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I
also don't want to sell anything that could give people diarrhea.
Oh.
And when you own a restaurant, one person sneezes on a tortilla and everyone's got diarrhea.
Yeah, but they can't pin it on you necessarily.
You've one syringe.
I'm sorry, I'll shut up about it.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever found in like a plate of food when you're at a restaurant and be like, oh, this shouldn't be there?
I love seeing the photos of like, look at this fucking bug. Did you ever see there was like a bag of the like pre-washed lettuce that you get at the grocery store?
Right. There was a frog in it.
And there was a frog in it.
I love that.
Like it's sealed. But I've heard of people like, there's a fucking tooth at the bottom of this thing.
That's
a big hair recently that I was like, I was with a bunch of people. And I keep eating? And it had like an open kitchen. So I look over and I'm like, that's this is guy's hair right there.
Oh.
Like I can identify whose hair it was. And I just wanted to not make it a big deal. So I like spit it into my napkin.
I'm retching inside.
But like what?
I'm
what
retching.
Do you do? It's not going to kill you.
The only thing you can do is
eat
take a minute,
it.
Go outside, set yourself on fire. Could say goodbye to Earth.
Can everyone please tweet or email us and tell us the craziest thing they've ever found in a plate of food or
I will
food
tell you something. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I accidentally ate the sticker on a nectarine the other day. And I was like, as it went down, I was like, oh, well.
Oh, my
Peace
God.
Be with you. Just fucking was really hungry and was like, oh, just went.
You just went for it.
And I was
means
like,
you probably didn't wash it either, which means you also ate a bunch of pesticides.
I probably rinsed it and then shook it off or something. I don't know what
the entirety of my like first 12 years of my life, I never washed shit. But when I before I ate it.
You never washed
shit
before you ate it?
Shut up.
That's so gross. You know, some dogs eat their own poop because their food tastes so delicious that even coming out, they're like, ugh, that still looks great.
Yeah.
Right. So they have to do things to food to make it just tasty enough where dogs don't want to eat it twice.
Oh,
can you imagine if that was like on a lean cuisine? It's like, so good. You'll want to eat it twice.
Ew.
Gross. I'm sorry, you guys. This is gross. Let's talk about another thing that we love.
Now.
I learned. Oh, can I tell you a thing that I learned recently?
Mm-hmm.
Did you read this about Ashley Madison? You know how there was a hack with Ashley Madison? Mm-hmm. Ashley Madison just got caught with its pants way the hell down with its wrinkled Dockers all the way down. Because who's on Ashley Madison? Fucking dicks and Dockers.
Dockers. Damn it.
That was so almost unison. Okay, so 13 million men actively using Ashley Madison. You know who they were all talking to?
Who?
Employees of Ashley Madison. Most of the female accounts on there were fake and run by, it came out on like Business Insider.
Were I think fake. Those bitches got you know those, well, they probably weren't even chicks. They were like dudes and chicks.
They just
minimum wage for sure.
Oh, sure.
You
but they just got
me.
They got paid to talk to guys. They were never going to screw. There were only of 13 million men on Ashley Madison, 9,000 active female users.
Holy shit. Okay, I have something that I want to talk
hilarious.
About. That's
hilarious. Big dummies.
I want to talk about something controversial.
Controversial. Okay.
What do you, like, what about the people on there? I read something that was like, this woman anonymously was like, look, my fucking husband has cancer. He's had it for years. I've been taking care of him through it. Love the shit out of him. We haven't had sex in years. We don't really have an emotional bond anymore.
No.
But we're raising three kids and I'm working really hard to stay with him for this reason. That's why I joined Ashley Madison and I was able to connect with people who also were in marriages that they weren't happy with. They didn't want to leave.
Right.
They just couldn't fuck anyone, but it was just like comforting men and women to know that we were all in this like place. I wasn't alone. And now I'm going to get fired from my job. My husband's going to, you know, like, I don't know. Is
right.
It?
No, I don't think that, like, I don't think that betraying the trust of your users is ever good.
Well, they didn't do it.
What do you mean?
Ashley Madison.
No. I mean, yeah, I guess that's true. Or whatever they should have had security-wise to prevent that. You know what I mean?
But what are you going
to
do? What's preventing this from happening to Google and your texts in, like, any minute?
Oh, my account got hacked. My Gmail account got hacked this morning.
What happened?
I got an email saying, oh, we're so sad to see you go that you're that you are erasing your Gmail account. Do you want me to read it to you? This is another thing I learned. By the way, and also in terms of Ashley Madison, I just think it's crazy that they're taking so much money from people who want to have affairs when affairs are probably really, really easy to have otherwise.
Yeah.
But yeah, account services, account deletion request received. We're sad to see you from Google. We're sad to see you go. Please let us know why you decided to leave by filling out a brief survey. If you believe this request was made in error, simply submit this form for request cancellation. And I was like, I'm going to click on this. It's going to ask for my password. I clicked on it. It's like, just enter your password.
Holy dummies. Shit.
So yeah. So,
wait, so no one actually hacked it. You just got an email.
Someone was phishing. Yeah. Someone was phishing to try to hack my account. Do you want to know another thing I learned?
Yes.
Oh, I don't have anything, but let me tell you something I hate.
Okay.
I hate. Oh, I didn't want to hate this, but I hated it.
Uh-oh.
I watched Welcome to Me, that Kristen Wiig movie about when she
terrible.
Goes crazy.
It was terrible.
Really bummed me out.
It was really bad.
And I just
and
was
annoying.
Like, and then she just had a happy relationship at the end. Sorry, it spoiler.
It was really
or something or alluded
stupid.
To it.
Because they were both, yeah, it was stupid.
I don't know,
it
bummed me out. And but you know what? I also watched 3/4 of Cake with Jennifer Aniston,
I
was like, there are too many dimly lit movies of women in emotional crisis.
Can I tell you what I watched that I love? Oh my God, I forgot the name.
Also, in Cake, when does a cake come in? Because
it
gave
comes
up.
In.
Oh, I was like 90 minutes or 120 minutes of this movie, and there was not a cake anywhere. Have
there's
we talked about this?
There's a nice looking chocolate cake at the end.
Ugh,
of it.
I couldn't. I it wasn't. I couldn't do it.
Can I tell you something? Okay, you know what I hate? This is the only thing I have on my hate.
Hmm.
I'm sick of cash only places.
Oh, fuck you, cash only.
Cash only bars.
Enough. No.
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Seriously. You're going to inconvenience me so that you can cheat on your taxes?
Inconvenience me and also make me pay the fine, the fee that you should be paying for owning an establishment and getting a credit card machine.
Right. Like, they're just cheating the taxes.
Yeah. I know your beer is fucking $3 a pint, but raise it to $4 and don't make me fucking find an ATM machine. ATM, excuse me.
An ATM machine? Who doesn't say ATM machine?
Everyone.
I say ATM Nazis. Machine.
So fuck you, cash only places. Also, don't fucking. It's a $10 minimum. It's a $20 minimum.
You can run
no,
that.
No, it isn't. You signed a thing when you got this thing put in that says you will not do that.
Where was this place? Are you going to shout them out?
There's a few, like everywhere in San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco loves to
everywhere.
Do that.
Everywhere.
It's the tech hub of the nation.
One place I went into was like, you can pay with PayPal or cash.
PayPal?
If you're going to make me go through PayPal to pay you for my fucking $7 sausage,
right.
Let me pay with the little things that you put on the credit card. You know, the little
square.
Thank you.
Why didn't you just use your Google Glass and PayPal? Just Google Glass it.
I don't know. I don't
you can Google to. Glass the sauerkraut extra.
I'm going to this facial girl, and she was like, "Great, you have to put it down a deposit by you, and like by opening a new account at this only place that I take it website that I take
you know,
it from."
Nope.
So now I'm a user at this account.
Your shit's gonna get hacked. Everyone's gonna know what kind of dermabrasion you get.
Fuck.
Dun dun dun.
Another thing to watch. All my shit's books right now. I mean movies right now. I mean TV shows right now.
Oh really?
American Experience, one of my favorite shows. It's on PBS.
What is that?
PBS has this fucking series called American Experience. It's the best thing
okay.
ever.
All right.
They have a show called Blackout.
Okay.
And it's about the 1970 something blackout of New York.
It's a whole show about
it's,
it?
You know, it's like
an episode.
An hour long documentary okay. kind of a thing. It's
yes.
so good.
And what
also
you
one called
about
The Forgotten
it?
Plague. That's so good.
Ugh.
Just get into that.
So is it kind of like pre-apocalyptic type of scenarios?
No.
Plagues,
no,
blackouts?
No, it's a documentary.
No, I know, but it's sort of like all of the things that could have led to the...
Okay. Oh, no, there's like an Edison one, and there's like...
Oh.
It's just like, here are things that make the American experience what it is. And
okay.
it's almost like a Ken... Is it Ken Burns? It's almost like a Ken Burns thing.
Ken Burnsy. It's Burns-rific. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
What's another thing you like?
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. I haven't made it all the way through.
I just finished it, and I was like, oh, shit.
Is there a second season?
Not yet.
Coming? Okay.
I don't know.
I miss Last Man on Earth.
I do, too.
I missed it. I miss it. It's like I saw a rerun. I was like, oh,
yeah, that
remember
was
when
good.
We used to hang out, Last Man on Earth? Can
else?
I tell you a beauty trick I learned?
Please.
Loves it.
Yeah.
I've used food coloring on my face before. We all know this.
Uh-huh.
However, I learned a trick. You
want
to
use food coloring on your face?
I used a little dab of green on each cheek.
What?
And I'm ready for Burning Man. That's not true.
You do look a little. No.
No. So you take aloe vera gel,
mm-hmm.
just the clear aloe vera gel.
Mm-hmm.
You take some food coloring.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, men who are listening, and you're like, oh, I'm going to check out. Men, you have babies, you have friends, you can paint this on them like a tattoo.
What?
You can paint a mustache on your baby. I don't care.
What?
You take food coloring, just a tiny drop, and in some aloe vera
uh-huh.
gel, and then you can use that as a stain. You can stain your lips with it. You can stain your cheeks with it. You can make a tattoo with it, probably. I don't know. I haven't tried it because I didn't paint it on a baby.
So you've been doing this with, like, rosy cheeks and stuff? How long does it stay?
For, like, 10 hours.
Holy...
I don't know how my stuff is wearing right now, but
you look like... Did you put it on your cheeks?
I didn't put it on my cheeks,
though.
But I put
flushed.
This on 5 hours ago.
Wow.
And it just stays on like lipstick.
You have
all
nothing
day.
Else on your lips?
No, that's it.
You guys, our lips are rosy as fuck.
They're RAF. They're
oh
rosy
my God.
As fuck.
You should bottle this and sell it at your pottery store.
Here's the beauty of it is you don't have to buy it.
Well, you have to buy aloe vera gel.
Well, no, I know. But I'm saying like this could last you forever.
How about this? Life hack. Go to Sephora and ask for samples of shit and just keep doing that and never buy it.
I know.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in addition to your trick.
Right. Have you ever gone to Sephora and the woman, you ask someone like, what do you think is a good mascara?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I love this one. And then you look up and you're like, you have tarantula eyes. You do not know when to pump the brakes.
When I have a question for someone at Sephora, which is rare because they're fucking monsters, I find...
Oh, no.
the oldest woman there, and I'm like, what should I use for under eye cream? Because if I'm going to ask a 24-year-old, like, I don't want to get my crow's feet all fucked up.
She's gonna like, oh. What? I just do preventative Botox. Right. I've been doing it since I was 19.
Speckle. And that's it.
And,
but sometimes I asked, there was this woman there, was like, you know, in her late 40s. Right. I was like, what do I do for this? She's like, you've asked the right person. I'm like,
you're like, no, I came to you because you're wizened and you look sad.
Right.
Oh, I have a midnight snack for you.
Go.
Midnight snack.
That's a new midnight snack.
I'm sorry, I just talked into my mug.
Where's your mug? Tell us about your mug real quick.
My mug?
Your drinking vessel.
It's not a Talenti container. We love the feedback on Talenti, you guys. Yeah, we are not paid to talk about Talenti. This is a sparkly plastic mug that is pink. It has glitter and it says Hollywood on it.
Yay.
I purchased it at an airport. I have a mug collection. I'm just drinking some tea. Okay, so snacking. I didn't tell you this on purpose. I almost sent you a picture of it yesterday, but I didn't do it. We were up in San Francisco. We took a flight home. We got on an earlier flight. We were both like, yeah, we're home a little early.
We always do. What are you going to eat?
What are you going to eat when you land? And I got home and I made myself a midnight snack at 6 p.m. Your cat is stretching and it's doing super yoga and I love it. Okay, so you're going to hate this, but it was great.
I love it. Do it.
Veggie chips, the ones that are made out of potato starch and they're kind of like flat packing peanuts.
Uh-huh.
Some of those. Uh-huh. I put a little smear of hummus on each one. Uh-huh. Topped it with a room temperature smoked oyster from a can.
Ew! Ew! Although I bet it was good.
It was delicious.
Ew, I bet it was good though.
It was so good. It was crunchy. It was hummusy. It was smoky.
Crunchy, the fucking oyster. I bet it was.
The chip.
I know.
But it was available. It was edible. I'm going to do... tell me about a midnight snack, and while you do, I'm going to pull up a video I would like for you to have listened to.
Okay. Here's a midnight snack. Prunes. Boom.
I'm sorry. What are they called, Georgia?
Dried plums.
Right. The prune council is like, we know that when you hear prunes,
really?
You think poo.
And we're not allowed to say prunes anymore?
No, you have to call them dried plums.
Fuck you.
Because prune, what do you think of when you think of prunes?
Really
old
good,
people.
Really good things.
Old people having a good BM.
Yeah.
Prunes are like, we're just like dried apricots. You don't call apricots schmoodles, the poodles.
Why would anyone do that?
I don't know.
Prunes are prunes.
No, but dried apricots.
They've been pruned in the sun.
Dried apricots, dried nectarines, dried mangoes. We don't have words that connote pooing for any of those.
Dried plums. You guys go get
okay,
dried plums.
This is
good.
A video.
They'll give you a good BM.
Of a child who is being given a picture.
I've seen it, and I watched it multiple times, and it's the sweetest thing I've ever seen. Please play it. Oh, my God.
Okay, this is a child who has just learned that his mother, he's been given a picture of an ultrasound.
What's that?
He's looking at an ultrasound.
What is that?
Who is it?
That's me.
No, it's not you.
You?
No.
I don't know.
Guess what?
What?
You're going to be big brother.
Is that your baby?
Yeah.
Is it coming?
In my belly.
Is it coming? Is it in your belly?
Yeah.
Okay. In your belly. Go is watch it because he's also belly? Like this tubby little darling.
It's called My 5-Year-Old's Reaction to Becoming a Big Brother.
Please go watch it. My womb exploded.
It's like a tiny, tiny old man from Britain.
Yeah.
In like the 1800s going, you having a baby?
Is it coming? Is it in your belly?
It's in your belly now.
It's in your belly now.
He thinks it's a joke.
And then he says, he could sleep in my room if you want.
Yeah.
He's like such an angel.
The fact that he's not wearing spats and a monocle is astounding.
How can I guarantee getting that kid by eating dried plums and not getting radiation by flying?
No, you could just see, make an offer, a cash offer with the mom and say, I know you've
She's
got another
one. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got another one on the way.
I like that.
You made some good money off of this video. Can I buy this baby?
Different lives. Like this kid has been born again. I'm listening to this fucking great book right now.
Right.
Called The 15 Lives of Harry August by Claire North.
Okay.
And it's so good. And it's going to make you think that everyone, there are like people who just die and then they're born again in the exact same life. Like, oh, this is why some people are like neurosurgeons. It's because they've had
practice
16 lives to do it. This guy in the book is like, knows every language because he's had 10 lives to fucking learn it all. And by the time he's three, he's like, oh yeah, I remember all this shit. And then he like leaves home and learns it all again.
And this is a nonfiction book.
Right.
This is a biography.
I don't know. It's good. You should listen to it, everyone.
I would be better. I think, what would you be better at if you had lived before? What would you tell yourself next time around?
Learn how to break dance.
To break dance? You can do that tomorrow.
I know.
Catherine Burns.
Me? I couldn't. He becomes a spy because he's alive during World War II a lot.
Like, that sounds so stressful.
So he becomes a spy.
Fuck spies. I couldn't do it. Okay, let's say you go to the bulk bin at Whole Foods and you buy some Brazil nuts, mm-hmm. right? And you just, on your way to the register, you sneak one.
I never do that.
I never, ever do it ever.
I never do that.
I have friends that do, and I'm like, oh, you just don't care. They're going to weigh that after you ate one.
Yep.
So, but imagine if you did that, and then the whole time in line, you're like, fuck, are they going to know that are they going to see that I'm chewing a Brazil nut? That's what being a spy is like. Are they going to find out all of your life? You always have to worry about getting found out about something.
Yeah, I guess maybe you're a little bit of a narcissist if you're a spy. Because you're like...
You think so?
I'm the only person that... I don't care. You can't care. I feel like people think I'm... I feel like I go into a store and I make it very obvious that I'm not stealing anything.
I know.
Even if I'm not stealing anything. Because right. I don't want people to think I'm stealing shit.
Exactly. You just... If I ever like slip my phone in my purse...
Yeah.
I make sure to do it in front of the shopkeeper.
This is my phone, everyone.
And it's going into my purse. It is not your merchandise.
Right.
Because I don't need to shoplift your lipstick. I can make lipstick at home, ratchet style, with some aloe vera.
When I go to Sephora and get samples, I like hold them over my head and slowly put them into my purse so that everyone sees it.
Okay, hear me out. What if you took a little bit of like butter, you rubbed a flaming hot Cheeto in it. You took the flaming hot Cheeto, you rubbed it on your lips. DIY lip stain.
This is Allie's new.
What if you did that?
Work.
And then, oh no, I guess I rubbed all the red off of this. Gonna eat it. Okay, what's one thing you would do today? Okay, let's say you have the day completely off tomorrow, which we kind of do.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Air quotes, because there's always stuff to do in between trips.
Sure.
A perfect day off tomorrow. And no one can come in and catch you.
Am I home?
Resting. No, you just do whatever you want in Los Angeles tomorrow.
Okay.
In Los Angeles, though.
Okay.
No travel.
Okay. I would wake up early, which I don't ever do.
What's early?
Like 8.
Okay.
I would go to a Korean day spa.
Yes.
Nice. A fucking massage and a scrub. They do this thing, you guys, where they scrub your body down and dust.
Shavings
come off of your body. It's so cool.
It's so gross.
It's the coolest thing. And also when you go to, do you know that when you go to these Korean day spas, like you're naked and the women who rub you down are like these darling little Korean women, mm-hmm. usually older, are wearing black bra and underwear.
Yep.
It's really weird. Anyways, do
it's
that.
A party, but you are 100% buck naked during this.
Yep.
You are the nakedest you have ever been, like, since birth. Because even birth, you were wearing like a waxy cuticle of sorts.
I feel like it's the nakedest you've ever been in front of people.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I have never in a lovemaking scenario been under fluorescent lights and been scrubbed with a mitt for 45 minutes.
And had like little old women dousing themselves with water with buckets.
With also, it's like almost an orgy of relaxation because there are several other naked people in the room.
I just don't want to dunk myself in a steaming vat of vagina tea, like jacuzzis.
Right, right.
I don't want to do that, so I go in the steam rooms. But
in the jacuzzi, you gotta understand. You're wearing a bikini bottom.
No, you're not.
No. I know. But if you were wearing a bikini bottom, matter. that's not like a germ hammock. Like that's not going to keep the water
I know,
pure.
But like it won't go up inside of you, maybe.
Oh, you think people are like turkey bastering the...
No. I just think when you plunge... Oh my God, this is so gross.
Right.
Plunging
the... Right. Sorry. Dustin, are you okay? Okay.
Dustin, I hate that.
No. Okay, so you'd go to a Korean day spa.
Yeah.
Lunch would be...
Ooh. Fuck. A sandwich.
Okay.
No.
Georgia.
Oh, God. I'm panicking.
You can actually do this tomorrow.
I know. You know what? Okay, recently I went to Mess Hall down the street from our house, and I had oysters and this watermelon feta or goat cheese salad, and it was the best fucking thing I've ever had.
I had that watermelon salad.
How good was it?
It was crazy because it was a savory cheese
goat cheese.
And I think basil on watermelon.
And it had like a vinaigrette of some sort.
You know how if you keep the watermelon in the refrigerator uncovered and it starts to take on the flavors of the refrigerator, you think it would taste like that, but it doesn't.
And it just looks stupid too. You're like, there's four slabs of fucking watermelon here. This isn't what I wanted. I
like, what is this?
Make this. And then you take a bite and you're like, this is really good.
Shit.
This
mess hall, you guys.
So I do that. What else do I want to do?
You would go see that movie that you can't remember the name of.
Final Girls.
Right. But Elvis would be in a baby Bjorn.
Elvis would be in a baby Bjorn with me the whole time.
Totes.
We'd read a book. Maybe I'd meet some girlfriends for happy hour and then meet Vince for dinner afterwards.
You could conceivably do all these things tomorrow.
Absolutely do all this
tomorrow. You could spend less than $100. No, that's not true. You could spend less than $250 and get all of that done.
You're right. Oh, I would work a little bit and make a video or two.
Okay. You just sprinkle it in there.
I really enjoy editing Elvis videos.
Just sprinkle that in there?
Yeah.
I think that's a good plan.
That's it. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Boom. I mean, usually if I could like do a day off where I didn't feel bad about not logging on and checking emails and like working on stuff.
I got it. Done. Move on.
Filing expense reports.
Don't do it.
I know. I got to do this. I would probably go somewhere outside of Los Angeles, like to the Angeles Crest Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And I would find Big Bear. Okay. This is what I do. Number one. Coffee in the morning.
Got it.
Fuck yeah. I'd be wearing my shirt that says Ice Coffee Lakes and Campfires by Wish You Were Northwest. Not Northwest. We've talked about before. And I would be drinking an iced coffee and I would drive out to Big Bear and I would go to this animal sanctuary where you can go look at like a one-eyed fox and like some abandoned squirrels.
Is that the one I want to go to?
No, this is a different one.
What's the one I want to go to called?
I forget. Okay. For like a Paw Prince or something is one you want to go to. And I would go do that, and I would hang out in the woods a little bit, and there'd be a campfire at some point, and maybe I'd rent one of these little cabins, and maybe I would do a little bit of work, like I would draw some stuff, because I don't draw anymore at all, and I would, like, make a painting or something stupid, but there'd definitely be part of my day that had to do with partially blind forest creatures.
Dude,
we could do that.
Let's have an agreement, and we'll meet up next time when we podcast and say if we've
and
done
say
it.
If we did it.
You guys, tell us your perfect day too.
Yeah, tell us your perfect day. And isn't it weird if you sat down, listeners, and you like drew up your perfect day for your next day off? Like, chances are, like you could probably conceivably do it.
Yeah,
like it would cost less than like a really awful parking ticket.
So let's end on that. We love doing that.
Okay, we do love doing that. Do you have any other loves that you can think of?
Used bookstores, a beer and a book, sitting around with a beer and a book.
Dope.
That's about it. Scarves that I might have a fucking wedding at the Madonna Inn.
We got to talk about wedding planning next time.
Classical music instead of NPR.
Oh, classical music is great.
It's been very
I sometimes
enjoyable.
Will turn that on and then I'll Shazam something and be like, what's this obscure title? And it's like Claire de Lune. And I'm like, I'm so uncultured that I didn't even know what Claire de Lune was. I'm so dumb. Listen to Claire de Lune. You guys, I'm going to go get my throat ultrasounded and I'm stoked about it.
Have fun.
Hear the results next time on a riveting solo episode of Allie and Georgia.
So we're never doing a solo again, right? Next time we'll get a really awesome guest, and then maybe after that we'll do it.
Welcome to the Glandular Hour with Allie and Georgia.
Featuring Suge Knight.
Oh,
and AIDS.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, go to Allie and Georgia places.
Yeah, and then leave a review. Subscribe. Why don't you tell a friend about it? That way you guys can have inside jokes about dumb stuff that we talked about.
Yes.
Is that a bad idea?
No, do it.
Okay. Let us know if you hate solos. We love you.
Bye. Feral Audio.